Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Christian Science Mother Church in Boston is home to one of the world's largest pipe organs. This weekend, visitors will get a chance to hear the instrument themselves at a free concert. It's part of Boston's first night celebration. WBUR's Amelia Mason was there when organists practiced ahead of tomorrow's performance, filling the sanctuary with soaring music.
We'll play something scary for you.
Yeah.
Brian Ashley, the organ master for the Christian Science Church, sits at the organ's elaborate console, dwarfed by regal golden pipes towering above. He's playing a piece called Thou Art the Rock and showing off the organ's power.
And then it gets really fun when it goes.
This has a great organ for that, let me tell you. You have great shapes.
Ashley's fingers race across four keyboards stacked in front of him, and he controls the lowest notes below with his feet. But he says the essence of the instrument is a set of panels with rows of white buttons called stops. Ashley instructs me to pull one.
Here, pull a stop.
Ashley explains that you have to open at least one stop in order for the organ to make a sound. Each stop tells the organ to push air through corresponding pipes. And each stop mimics a different instrument, like a clarinet or a trumpet. When you open a stop, it transforms how the organ sounds. Ashley continues to play while I pull stops, and visiting organist Gigi Mitchell-Velasco looks on.
You're a natural.
This organ was built in 1952, but it was updated this year with new computer processors. The computer allows organists to do all kinds of tricks, like save their favorite combinations of stops. So a single button can trigger a constellation of sounds. Here's Mitchell Velasco.
It's like baking a cake. Once you put all your different recipes on those buttons, you can choose your recipe at will down there with your feet as well.
This is the first time Mitchell Velasco has touched this organ, the ninth largest in the world, and she's looking forward to playing it this weekend.
So I'm looking forward to making a lot of noise and maybe making almost no noise at all, because I have a program that's very kind of varied, from very quiet, from the Song of Peace to very bombastic.
On Saturday afternoon, Mitchell Velasco will get to pull out all the stops, well, at least some of them, and help ring in the new year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.